Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There's a lot going on in Boston today. The Red Sox could win the World Series in Game 6 at Fenway tonight. We'll talk about that a little later in the program.
And President Barack Obama is in town today. In just about an hour, he'll be speaking at Faneuil Hall, defending the Affordable Care Act.
This morning in Washington, Kathleen Sebelius, his Secretary of Health and Human Services, took responsibility for the failures plaguing the launch of the government's health insurance website.
You deserve better. I apologize. I'm accountable to you for fixing these problems.
So it's more than a little notable that the president has chosen Faneuil Hall for his Boston speech today, the very same place where in 2006, Governor Mitt Romney signed Massachusetts' landmark health care reform into law. Potent symbolism, certainly. But is it accurate symbolism? Because to a large degree, the political realities faced by Obama today could not be more different than those Romney encountered back in 06. And joining us now to talk about those differences is Amy Lishko. She is an associate professor of public health at Tufts University School of Medicine and was the director of health policy under Governor Mitt Romney when she helped draft the 2006 Massachusetts health insurance law. Amy Lishko, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. So first of all, take us back to 2006 and compare to what we're seeing now. What do you think the biggest differences are between the rollout for Let's begin with the rollout between the Massachusetts healthcare reform law and what we're seeing with the Affordable Care Act.
Well, so it was really different. I mean, the rollout here in Massachusetts was quite unremarkable. It was very smooth. There wasn't a lot of animosity like there is with the federal law. People were all behind the law. And I would say that the implementation was really just as smooth as the passage of the law.
Mm. And we've had some conversations, for example, in recent days with Jonathan Gruber, who reminds us that in terms of the number of people who signed up in the earliest days of the Massachusetts health insurance reform, it wasn't that many. The rush sort of came a little bit later. But what about political opposition? I mean, was there deep political opposition that the Governor Romney faced when first trying to get this law enacted?
Well, certainly to get it passed, there were little issues. There was some compromises that had to be made. Governor Romney vetoed 8 sections of the law several days after it was passed. So certainly there were disagreements, but the parties agreed to join together and to collaborate, and largely during the implementation, it was fairly smooth going. There were some regulatory issues that were a little gnarly and that had people up in arms and arguing about the issues. But by and large, it was a fairly smooth, amiable implementation.
Well, and in fact, the fact amiable is a good word because there was sort of a coming together of, Governor Romney and his administration, including you, and of course, the very Democratic legislature in Beacon Hill. And in fact, we have some tape here of Governor Romney speaking at Faneuil Hall on the day in 2006 that he signed Massachusetts healthcare reform into law. We'll remember that Senator Edward Kennedy was there as well. And Governor Romney spoke about the bipartisan success that's embodied in Massachusetts healthcare reform.
Over the last 3 years, internal obstacles and bureaucratic molasses threatened the whole enterprise. In Washington and in Boston, what's remarkable to me is that such a disparate group of people could come together on a workable consensus.
So, Amy Lishko, you were there in the Romney administration. What kind of outreach did you or members of the administration have to do in order to get everybody on board to reach this bipartisan consensus?
So it was quite a long process. We worked on this for about 3 years before the actual passage. And we all had different scripts that we went out and talked to people with. We went to talk to business leaders. We went to talk to the providers, to the advocacy organizations. And there were little differences. We heard from all of them what they needed to have in the law, what was really important to them and where there was some wiggle room and some negotiations. And it was really a process over those 3 years to iron out those wrinkles and really come up with a law that, by and large, everybody could feel comfortable with and felt went far enough.
And what about in the legislature itself that had to sort of bring this law and put it into shape before Governor Romney could sign it? I imagine that, you know, that most legislators were favorably amenable to getting this law on the books, but what were there bumps in the road there?
There were issues around the individual mandate that came up with the Democratic legislature. Was it fair to have everybody purchase health insurance? Was that going to be a burden for lower income people? There were questions about the employer mandate and whether employers, the small employers, where that line should be drawn, which employer should be responsible for providing health insurance to their employees. So there were little places, but I think people felt that we could come to a compromise and meet everyone in the middle and still go far in passing this law.
Well, in hearing you describe that, it sounds like we are in another universe today, speaking of the Affordable Care Act, because, for example, hardly any Republicans actually voted for the bill when it passed through Congress.
Yeah, and I think that has something to do with the fact that some states are really much further away from where the vision is of the Affordable Care Act. In Massachusetts, it was really more of an incremental reform. Although we talk about this universal health insurance and everyone being covered, we already had a good employer offer rate here in the state. We already had most people purchasing health insurance. So we were already pretty far along. It was just inching us a little bit further. For some states, like Texas or Arizona and Nevada, they're way far away from where the ultimate vision is, and it's much harder for them to get to where we are.
Well, given that, and given the fact that President Obama is going to be standing in Faneuil Hall, the very place where Governor Romney, who interestingly was not invited today to see the president's speech, but the very same place that Governor Romney signed the bill into law, do you think that as we are expected to hear, the president's going to say that Massachusetts, the success here bodes well for the Affordable Care Act overall as an example, should he be drawing those parallels?
I don't draw them. And it's up to the president whether he wants to draw those. But I think it's a very different situation, and not just politically, which is where we began our conversation today, but also just what our health insurance system looks like in Massachusetts compared to other states. So I think it's a much more difficult task to get this through in other states.
I'm hearing a little doubt, a little cynicism maybe even about the accuracy of saying Massachusetts is an example.
Yeah, I think it's true. I think implementation, the devil's in the details, and the devil's in implementation. And I think it's going to be much harder to have the kind of success that we had here in other states.
Okay, well, so given that, what do you think are sound immediate steps, next steps that the Obama administration should take to get, those other states, for example, that you were talking about, inch them further down the road?
Mm-hmm. And I think that the administration has done a reasonable job with this, and that is to allow greater flexibility in states. We will have the waiver opportunities in 2017 for states to be able to waive out of certain aspects of the law and to create some of their own initiatives that may be a little bit different from what's in the Affordable Care Act. And I think even before then, to the extent that the administration can allow as much flexibility as possible in implementing this law, it will garner more support, at least from the moderate to middle of the road Republicans.
Well, Amy Lischko is an associate professor of public health at Tufts University School of Medicine. She was the director of health policy under Governor Mitt Romney when she helped draft the 2006 Massachusetts health insurance law. Amy Lischko, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And stay with us. Up next, the Red Sox have a chance to win it all tonight at Fenway. We'll talk about that and look back at Boston's World Series history. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.